This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. BJP leader Mohan Charan Majhi will be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. The BJP Legislature Party unanimously elected the 52-year-old Majhi as its leader in the presence of central observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav this evening. Mohan Charan Majhi is a four-time MLA from Kyonchhar. Talking to media after being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state who voted BJP to power for the first time. The party also decided to have two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Prabhati Parida. This is the first time the BJP will have its government in Odisha after defeating the incumbent Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal in the just-concluded assembly polls. Meanwhile, Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh tomorrow in Krishna district. Several dignitaries, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah, will take part in the ceremony. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. The two central observers are likely to arrive in Itanagar tomorrow. They will hold discussion with BJP legislators and come to a consensus before announcing the name of the new chief minister. The swearing-in ceremony of the new chief minister and his council of ministers is likely to be held on Thursday. Several union ministers in the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led cabinet assumed their respective offices today. Portfolios were allocated to the new Union Council of Ministers yesterday, with several key ministers retaining their ministries. Prominent names among those who assumed charge today include Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Home Minister Amit Shah also took charge of the Ministry of Cooperation. Mr. Amit Shah, in a social media post, after assuming charge as Union Home Minister at North Block in New Delhi, said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Ministry of Home Affairs will remain committed to the security of the nation and its people. Talking to media, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said, Bharat First and Vasudev Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. He exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has brought a huge change in the lives of the people. Other ministers who assumed charge today include Piyush Goyal, Hardeep Singh Puri, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Manohar Lal, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Jayant Chaudhary, Sanjay Seth, Annapurna Devi, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Suresh Gopi and Chirag Paswan. The University Grants Commission UGC has decided to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year, starting from the next academic year. Admissions will now be open in January and February and July and August. Sarod Maestro of international repute Rajiv Taranath has passed away in Mysuru today in Karnataka after a prolonged illness. He was 91. His mortal remains will be kept for the public to pay their last respects till 12 noon tomorrow in Mysuru. A disciple of Ali Akbar Khan, the reputed Sarod player Taranath, had enthralled the audience across different continents. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup have posted a target of 107 before Pakistan at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, USA. And that is the end of this news bulletin.